Once upon a time, there was a very sad queen. Why was she unhappy? She didn't have a clue. Everyone in the kingdom said she had everything to be happy. After all, she was a queen. However, she spent her days feeling blue and staring at the peasants singing and working in the fields.
Hey Rita, come here and help me with this bale of straw,
said a peasant to his daughter.
I'm coming, my father,
answered Rita. And the queen kept gazing at the window and listening to the farm birds all day long. One day, her sister, worried about her, decided to call the best doctors to try to cure her unhappiness.
My queen and my sister, I called the best doctors and scientists in the kingdom to come here and help you to be happy again as one and we were children,
said Megan.
I believe it will be useless, but I thank you, my dear sister.
The doctors and the scientists came to the palace.
Good morning, Your Majesty. I'm John Gray. I am a doctor, and I'm here to find a cure to your sadness.
Good morning, doctor,
said the queen delightedly.
So, I will examine you.
The doctor examined the queen, but he couldn't find a reasonable explanation to her sadness. The same happened with the scientist, Dr. Mark Brown.
Your Majesty, I'm sorry to say that I can't do anything else to help you. You seem to have the sadness disease, and I'm afraid it's incurable,
said the scientist.
But I promise, I will study and will bring some medicine.
I know, I'm hopeless. My destiny is to be sad forever,
said the queen in tears.
My lovely sister, don't give up. You will send that sadness away, trust me,
said Megan.
Days went by, one after the other, and the queen was sadder each day. One day there was a great storm, and the peasants became homeless. Crowds of people went to the queen's palace. The queen was locked in her room. Her pale face gained color again as she went down the stairs.
Open the gate and let these people in. Give them food, give them blankets and anything they need.
The following days, the queen treated the sick and comforted those who wept.
You can all rest and feel protected because nothing will happen to you. And you will only leave this palace when strong is gone and sun sighs again.
We are so blessed to have such a kind and sweet queen. Thank you, Your Majesty,
said Rita the peasant. At the end of the storm, the queen was very close to the peasants and she felt she finally had real friends. And time went by.
One day, Dr. Mark Brown returned to the palace.
I studied as I promised, and I believe I have some medicine that can cure your sadness, Your Majesty,
said the scientist.
Sadness?
Asked the queen, and for a moment she stood still silent. Then suddenly, as if she had discovered something very good, she burst into laughter as she said,
Oh my God, I've been so busy working and helped peasants that I have forgotten my sadness.
Scientists listened in dismay.
So, Your Majesty, I believe you no longer need my service. As I anticipated, you have found a reason to leave. You work and help others, and that is the strongest medicine we can find.
The queen went out and ran and danced.
There's a party tonight,
she told her servants.
Call the peasants, let's cook delicious food, serve the best wine, bring my musicians.
And once and for all, there was happiness in Queen's Hall.